If you've been listening to Bravo Brazos Valley since it started just about 18 years ago, you know that I am unabashed about my passion for honoring veterans. And I want you all to know that there are online right now more than 130 of my conversations with Brazos Valley veterans that I've had over the years. Many are World War II veterans who have left us now, like Glenn Morgan, who recounted his service aboard the USS Indianapolis when it was sunk July 1945, and he and 316 others survived 4 days in the Pacific Ocean.
I watched it sink. I watched the stern go up in the air. I watched the big propellers or screws still turning. And I watched this thing plunge, and if you ever saw the movie Titanic where the hind end stuck up, that's exactly what this did. I'd always heard that you could get sucked under. I don't see how you could. The boiling water came up, air came up from this thing, and there our old ship was gone. But Lieutenant Freeze died, and rigor mortis had set in the next morning. They couldn't find a pulse. They wanted one of us to come over. I didn't want to do it. So they took his clothes and watch and his ring, and they just slid him over. I couldn't look. We didn't think anything about sharks. My goodness, there's a lot of sharks in the middle of the oceans. We weren't really bothered with sharks like the fellas in the water. The fellas in the water really had a lot of trouble.
You can access and hear these audio accounts in their own words one of two ways, by searching on YouTube, Brazos Valley Vets. Or if you're a Facebooker, follow my veterans Facebook page, which is Brazos Valley Veterans in their own words. Here's a sample of my conversation with the late Speck Gammon, former Texas A&M Sports Information Director, about his being wounded at the Battle of the Bulge.
I was wounded during that combat, and when I got back to hospital in Paris, and I read in the Stars and Stripes that it was the Battle of the Bulge and that we'd been in a heck of a fight, that all we knew that we'd run into great opposition there. We didn't know it was the Battle of the Bulge or whatnot till later. And they did surround one American division, I guess it was, and ask them to surrender. And I remember the quote from the general, American general, was nuts. Tom, I've never been colder in all my life. When you dug foxholes about 6 feet deep, and the ground was frozen at the top, and then when you got down lower, and you dug them about 6 feet deep, so you get all the way down, stand up. But you had to dig on the side of them, you had to dig a place for your feet because there was water in the bottom and it was just ice cold. And I know that I was lucky that I didn't get trench foot, but a lot of the soldiers went to sleep standing there and their feet slipped down in that ice water, and there were a lot of them that lost their feet.
A complete list of the names of those Brazos Valley veterans that I've had the honor to interview and are online can be found at our website, WTAW.com. Just click the link to Bravo Brazos Valley. And if you know the families of any of these veterans, please pass along the information, won't you? To Bravo Brazos Valley, I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.